Commissioner Zenn and Commissioner Kelly?
Yep. Yes.
And Debbie's here too.
Okay.
Sophia's here.
Sophia. All right. We're all back. All right. We have now returned from executive session where we discussed the interim evaluation of the Office of Public Guardianship Director. And this was a confidential personnel matter. The final item on our agenda is public comment. Are there any members of the public on the line that would like to make comments?
Yes.
All right, please introduce yourself and feel free.
Yeah, this is Rob Hernandez, former state senator here, and probably everybody is aware that the governor came out with a furlough plan for state employees, and even though OPG is an independent agency, I think it would be wise for them to come up with a furlough plan, because furloughs are affecting 30,000 state employees, and so it should be something that should be considered. It might be considered bad form when the JVC or budget analysts start making inquiries and say, or the press, and says, can you tell us about your furlough plan? And you have not, especially when money's so tight, and the reason for furloughs is because budget revenues are not what they are hoping that they would be. And so I think that would be certainly a good fiduciary plan to at least come up with something. You know, it's with as many unemployment as bad as it is, and I can tell you right now that unemployment is projected to get worse. CDLE has put out some projections that say that unemployment is going to get worse. They right now they have thousands of calls that go on unanswered. People that are requesting benefits, they're taking almost sometimes as high as 8 weeks to get back to somebody. In the meantime, people are hurting, losing their homes, their cars, or you know, worrying about how they're going to pay rent, feed their families. So this is a serious situation. So for OPG not to even consider something like this, I think really is comes across as insensitive. It comes across at least to the general public. So it's something that you would want to consider. And so I would hope that that's something that, that you as commissioners would direct the executive director to start working on, because that would be totally appropriate. As commissioners, you have full authority over the executive director to give her direction. You are the fiduciary, the actual fiduciaries of OPG and how the money's spent and how the money's directed. So I would just strongly make that recommendation. I know that the JBC is now looking for probably every little cent that they can get their hands on. So to for OPG to not consider a furlough plan, I think would probably be very bad form at the very least. So that's my very strong recommendation. You know, every day you see on the news people are hurting, losing their homes. A friend of mine drove past the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment Office. People were just sitting there hoping that someone would come out, even though there's no one there, that would come out that would help them, or they can get a number or somebody they can call. And the problem is that you can't get through. So it's a very serious situation that we've got going on right now. So that's all I have for now, and I would hope that I would see on the next secret meeting, maybe you could have a secret special meeting, that would address this. You've had more than one, and when the JBC asked when were the meetings held, and the budget analyst asked the executive director, she said they're always at the same time, all the time. Well, we found out that that's not true. Meetings are held. It's almost like if you are a member of the public, you have to check the website every day to find out if there's going to be a special meeting. So that's all I have for right now, but I just think it's important, first and foremost, that you consider a furlough plan, especially as commissioners are fiduciaries of the taxpayers' money that is appropriated to you by the legislature and the Joint Budget Committee. And that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. We'll take that under advisement. Are there any other members of the public that would like to make a comment?
Yes, this is Maureen Welch. I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to comment, say, on the lack of full participation of the public at the Office of Public Guardianship Commission meetings. And at the end of the August, I sent an email to all five of the OPG commissioners, as well as Director Alvarez and Assistant Attorney General Deb Enck, citing my concerns, citing both the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Colorado Civil Rights Act, and offering a remedy that the OPG could voluntarily, as a commission, offer in response to my concerns. I offered to wait until, or in a letter, I said I would wait until September 11th, giving 2 full weeks to the commission, and before I would file my civil rights complaints to the CCRD Civil Rights Division here in Colorado. At the August 26th meeting, public comment was relegated until after 12 noon, when many of the commissioners had already gotten off the call. Also, the commission has already concluded all their discussion and made their decision, and this is where the commission is in error. Full participation should be made after each agenda item to allow the commissioners to hear related public comments before taking action. Currently, you are hearing public comment at the end of this meeting after you've taken action. We have no ability to give our input before each agenda item was acted on. Colorado Department of Human Services was made aware of this situation in their meeting, and they voluntarily made changes to their agendas and now are including public comment after every agenda item because they also read the citations from the federal and state acts for civil rights and came to the conclusion that it was best practices and legally compliant to do so. I would really encourage the Office of Public Guardianship, all five commissioners, the director, and the assistant attorney general to look to CDHS, Colorado Department of Human Services. You can talk to Ms. Yolanda Webb, who has implemented this in her Adults and Aging and Disability Services Division. And the entire department, yesterday in front of the, in front of the audit committee, the director said, I am all about stakeholder engagement. It is a new priority in our department under my leadership. I need to see that leadership from Director Alvarez at the OPG, that she too is going to come into compliance and engage stakeholders. And the commissioners, you are over the actions of the director, so you have a fiduciary responsibility to do this too, to be in compliance with both federal and state laws. After my late August email, I never heard back from any of you regarding my concerns. And since that letter, I've experienced retaliatory acts, which will also be included in my Colorado Civil Rights complaint. On Monday, September 21st, you held a, quote, special, unquote, OPG commission meeting. It was not sent out to people who have registered interest to be engaged in this commission. And Director Alvarez assured me that meetings outside of the regular monthly meetings, which are on a Wednesday that recur, she would alert stakeholders. Also, the second retaliatory act was your, quote, unquote, technical difficulties recording meetings. In a civil rights complaint, this could look to be as an intentional skirting of public transparency, as well as a violation of the Americans with Disability Act, because audio recordings of a public meeting are an alternative way to access the record. In conclusion, I'm currently logging, as we speak, yesterday and today, my complaints at the Civil Rights Division against all five commissioners, as well as the director, Sophia Alvarez, and the Assistant Attorney General, Deb Enck. I'm still working on these and will be submitting them. If you decide you want to contact me offline and say that you will come into voluntary compliance, this could all be avoided. This could be avoided if you follow the compliance that the Colorado Department of Human Services has taken with voluntary compliance of full public participation because it is the right and legally required thing to do. You all know how to get hold of me, and I hope that we can work on improving the process. And it's not that difficult to get an app, put it on your phone, and record a meeting. This whole thing could be easily avoided, and I hope that would save us a lot of work and likely a lot of cost on your part if you have to hire an attorney to defend yourself in a Colorado Civil Rights Division complaint, which can last for years and years and hang over you. So I'd really prefer that this is done voluntarily through an agreement. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Welsh. And do we have any other comments from members of the public?
This is Jim Tatton.
Go ahead.
Members of the commission, my name is Jim Tatton. For the record, I represent myself. I offer this public comment based upon today's meeting of the commissioners for the Colorado Office of Public Guardianship. My public comment is, this commission lacks a clear statement or understanding of purpose, scope, or statutory authority. Thank you.
All right. Is there any other members of the public who would like to make comments? Okay. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, one point of clarification, Madam Chair. I'm just curious who is still on the call as far as the commissioners. Could I get a little call out to know who actually heard my public comment today? Thank you.
All of the commissioners but Commissioner Shayette are on the call.
I just joined, and I'm sorry, I just rejoined, and I literally just heard if there was any other public comments, so I did not hear any of the public comments.
Okay, I have a written copy of mine, Marco, so I'll send it to you. And it's kind of important because I'm about to file civil rights complaints on you all, so you might want to read it. I'll send it to your email.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Commissioner Benowitz. So moved.
Second.
This is Commissioner Zinn. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming and participating, and I will talk to you all next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.